Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schus Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Ruzivik Hagun B'Karav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us a kol kshein luchta v'saget. Everyone's kosher to write a get. Afilu chereshot v'katan, even a chereshot and a katan. Now we know the chereshot and a katan are not bar das. They don't have full mental capacity, or they're not in their full faculties. And throughout Mishnah's Gemara, we see that they are not able to do what a regular Jewish male above bar mitzvah is able to. But over here, the Mishnah is telling us that they are allowed to write a get. Why is that? So first of all, we're referring to writing the taifes. They're only allowed to write the taifes, which is the non-essential part of the get, but they are not allowed to write the tairef. And also, even when they're writing the taifes, they have to have a gadol standing over them, telling them, write this, will shame the man and the woman. So we know that it's written lishma. The Mishnah continues, so Isha Kasev says, Gita va'ish kaisev es shayvaroi. A woman could write her own get, and a man could write his own shayver, his own receipt that he paid the ksuba to his wife. And there's no problem with this. Why is that? She'en kiyam haget ela b'chaismav. Because the only way that we affirm the get, or the shayver for that matter, is with the people signing on it. So she writes the get, he writes the receipt, and then we make sure the kasher edim signed the get, and he takes the get and hands it to his wife. And it's the same thing. He writes the shayver, the receipt that he paid the ksuba, but he has to give it to her first so that we can have edim sign on it. And when she receives the ksuba, she's going to then give it to him so that he can have the receipt that he paid. Moving on, hakol ksherim l'havias a get. Everyone's allowed to bring a get, meaning everyone's allowed to be a shliach to bring a get. Chutz mi'chereshot v'katan, except for chereshot and a katan, they cannot be a shliach because they're not a bar das. V'suma and a blind person, he cannot be a shliach to bring a get from chutz l'aretz Eretz Yisrael because he can't say b'fanechtam, he's not able to see. V'nachrin, a non-Jew. A non-Jew can't be a shliach. Now moving on to Mishnah Vav, continuing to talk about who could be a kasher shliach. Let's say the following happened. Kibbel a katan v'higdil. The katan accepted the get. He was appointed to be a shliach, even though he's not allowed to, but he was told to do so anyway, and he became a gadol before he delivered it. Let's say he was going from the United States to Eretz Yisrael for his bar mitzvah, and this was back in the day before they had planes, so he had to go on a long boat journey, and who knows what happened. It took him forever to get there, and by the time he arrived in Eretz Yisrael, he was already bar mitzvah bacher. So he has this get that he received as a katon, but now he's a gadol. Maybe he's allowed to deliver it. The mission continues, cheresh v'nispatach. When he received it, he was a cheresh, and then he became normal before he delivered it. Or suma v'nispatach, when he was blind, when he's appointed as a shliach to take this get, and then his eyes got open, there was a nes, now he's able to see. Or shaita v'nishtapa, he was a shaita when he was appointed to be a shliach, and then he became normal. Or nachri v'nisgayer, he was appointed to be a shliach for this get when he was a non-Jew, and he did gabrus in the middle. In all these situations, puzzle, he is a puzzle shliach, he's not able to hand over the get, because when he was appointed a shliach, he wasn't allowed to do his shlichos. Avol says the Mishnah. However, pikech v'nischarish v'chaz v'nispakach. Let's say when he was appointed to be a shliach, he was normal. He was 100% regular beseder. Then he became a cheresh, and then he became a pikech again. And this was all before he delivered the get. Or pasuach v'nistama v'chaz v'nispatach. His eyes were open, meaning he could see. Then he became blind, and then he was able to see again. Shafui v'nishtata v'chaz v'nishtapa. He was normal. Then he became a shaita, and then he became normal again. Kasher in all these situations, he's a kasher shliach. And why is that? Zakla, because this is a rule. Kol shetichlas v'sefer bedas kasher. Anyone that when he starts out his shlichas, he has full das, full mental capacities, and when he ends off his shlichas, he's also in full das, full mental capacity. He is a kasher shliach, even though in between he might have not been a kasher shliach, since at the end he was, and at the beginning he was as well. It's okay. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.